Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it has been a good and long week.
Yes,
it's amazing when you pack so much and you're doing so much. You look back and say, did I just do that in a day, in 2 days?
I know, right?
But you look back and one of the rewards of having a fruitful life is that you look back and say, wow, there was something that was accomplished, something that was done. And if you're doing something for the Lord, you look back and say, wow, man, this is going to serve an eternity. This has not only benefits for right now, but, man, you're going to see this in the life to come.
That's right. Nothing you do for the Lord is in vain.
No thing.
Not a thing.
No matter what the devil tells you,
exactly.
No matter what people line up to tell you, nothing is ever done in vain. And that's why you can get up every morning and you set out your course and your plan, and you can say, hey, listen, you know, with me and God, I can do this today. Lord, help me. Give
that's
me grace.
Right. Yes.
Give me grace. But I can make it through. And that's when you really start to begin to live, is when you start living outside of, you know, yourself and your plans and your ideas. But when you really start living, you know, for God, and you start doing the things for the Lord, and you begin to say, you know what, I'm going to serve others and I'm going to get involved. I'm going to get involved in investing my life for the kingdom and for the King. And I don't know of anything more rewarding than that.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, we want to hear those words.
Well done. Good and faithful servant.
Come on now. Those are the words. That's the words that every believer should be living for.
That's right.
Well done. But in order to hear well done, it means you got to
do something.
Do.
Get off the couch.
You got to do. You got to get in the game. You got to get in the game, and you got to be willing.
Put down the remote.
Come on. Put down the remote. Step back from the, you know, whatever gadget. And say, you know what, I'm not going to voyeuristically look at a reality Christian TV program, right? But I'm going to be a Christian in reality. I'm going to be Christ-like.
That's good.
I'm going to do the works of Jesus. I'm going to talk to somebody about the Lord. I'm going to tell them about his glory and about his majesty and about his goodness. And I'm going to tell them what he did for me. I mean, listen, you can tell people a lot of stuff of, you know, about what he's did for other people. But I'm telling you something. If Jesus Christ saved your life, if he touched you, I don't know. That's one of the greatest miracles that could ever happen to you personally.
It is
the greatest miracle.
That's right.
You know, and if you knew my life, it is the greatest miracle for me. It is the greatest miracle.
Oh, we know.
Hey. No shame in my game. I am grateful for the King and what he's done for me. And that's why I can't wait just to share him with as many people as I can. And I often say that, listen, you know, you never see a U-Haul behind Hertz. I mean, you never see a,
No, you won't see that either.
But you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse, you know, at a funeral, you know, the procession. You don't see that. You don't see it because you can't take this stuff with you. But what you can take with you are other people.
That's right.
You can take souls. And I think that one of the greatest feelings, Pat Chris, one of the greatest feelings I think you could ever experience when you go to heaven. I mean, of course, you're going to see the Lord. I mean, like the song says, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to lay down? Am I going to pass out? Am I going to cry? I don't know. Probably all of them at the same time for a long time, you know?
For eternity. Well,
but once all of that settles, if it ever does, the allness of being with God in heaven, you get to start looking around. And you start to sing, I know that person. I know that person. Hey, I know that. Oh, you made it. Okay.
You made it.
The Lord is merciful. And you start looking around and you're saying, wow, okay, that's familiar faces. But then you see this other room. And you see these other groups of people. I mean, just imagine with me. Just, you know, go with me. We're on a journey. Go with me. But you go into another room, and Jesus says, I got a surprise for you. No, Jesus said, I got a surprise for you. Come here. And he says, go ahead and open that door. And you open that door, and then you see a flood of people. But all these people have one thing in common. These are all the people that made it to heaven, that gave their lives to Jesus because of something that you did while you were on earth. You shared the gospel with them. You served in the ministry. Because everything is all interconnected. But you shared Jesus with them, and they're all sitting there.
That's right.
They're all sitting there. I mean, my goodness, listen, the goal is heaven full, hell empty.
Yeah.
But you talk about joy. You talk about... you know, a feeling of awe and awesomeness when you're looking around. You said that person and that person. And you remember when you took the time that day out of that busy schedule, or that I'm sure it seemed so significant what was happening that day. And it probably was in the little scheme, you know, of life, the little plan of life. But you took the time to say something to the cashier. You saw she was having a hard time. Folks behind them were just complaining, and you just see just doom and gloom over her, and you just start talking to her about the Lord, and you just related to her and told her about a time when you had that situation and you worked and how you just cried out to God, and she responded. Or maybe there was another situation where at the workplace you worked with someone, and it's a coworker that was, again, going through a rough time or having trials and tribulations, as many people do. And you took the time to say hello. You took the time to share the Lord with them. Yeah, I mean, everyone's busy at work. They're doing their thing. But you said, you know, today, I want to be a witness for God. I want to share who the Lord is. And you've purposely prayed. And you took time out of your schedule at the workplace. And you shared it. And now that person's sitting in heaven. Listen, don't waste another moment. Don't waste another time. You know, where you passed it by. Get in the game of life. Don't watch reality TV. Live the reality.
No doubt.
And if you're a believer, my goodness, tell somebody about the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.